time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and we're talking to Bruin Point Elementary out there in East Carbon. Usually we're joined by Principal Connie Totticini, but today I've got fifth grade teacher Tyler Grundy on the phone with me. We're going to be talking about some of their great attendance policies and things and how that's going. Every school has to have a strong parent-teacher organization, and they're no different than anybody else. And 4-H has been going on out in East Carbon for a little bit. We'll talk about all of those things. Plus, they went and saw the Utah Symphony, and some great things came out of that. So we're going to talk about all of those things and just kind of catch up with Bruin Point Elementary this morning. Mr. Grundy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, of course. We love being, on the radio and letting people know what's going on out here.
So let's start right out with it. The first thing, we always want to talk about top of mind at elementary schools is reading and attendance and all of those things. And you guys have some pretty cool incentives to get the kids to come to school and stay in school, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we always talk about as teachers is we can't teach them if they're not here, right? And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get those kids here at school and that they're learning and enjoying their learning, and we're creating that safe environment for them. And so we're doing all kinds of fun things. We're doing attendance celebrations at the end of the quarter. We have our gumball machines every day. We do a daily attendance tracker. We're just trying to get the kids excited about being here at school and making sure that they're in their seats and learning and doing everything they can to be successful.
Well, getting them excited to be at school is half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? And that's one of the things is we want them to be here and enjoy what they're doing and enjoy their learning so that they can, like I said, be the best they can be.
And so how is attendance going out there?
You know what? It's going really well. We track it all the time, and at the end of every quarter, our PTO, of course, puts on an attendance celebration, and the class who actually has the best percentage for attendance gets to have this really cool lunch in the cafeteria with tablecloths and the whole deal, and so we're really trying hard to make sure that those kids get here and are at school.
And so since you brought up the PTO out there, let's talk about your parent-teacher organization, because you said they do so much to just, the great thing about it is a great school is going to have a strong parent-teacher organization. And it sounds like you've got one out there because they're planning things like bingo nights and family nights. And it's really kind of just centered around getting the family together and going out and having a good time. Is that kind of where they're headed with this?
Oh, absolutely. East Carbon being the small community it is, we want to get the community involved with our school, and we want them to be a part of it. And so the PTO that we have out here is fantastic. I mean, Mrs. Quinn, Mrs. Wood, Mrs. Trujillo, I might be missing some others, but they go above and beyond for our kids. We have bingo nights. Every so often, the community is invited to come and play bingo, and we have concessions, and we do sometimes, I know before Christmas, they did silent auctions. And, they're all about making things possible for our kids, raising money for them so that they can do the fun things that everybody else gets to do. And they're just a fantastic organization, and I can't say enough about them, how awesome they are.
And, hats off to those guys, because
absolutely.
Every time I talk to someone in the district, they're telling me how great their parent-teacher organization is, and it sounds like you've got a great one going out there in East Carbon.
We couldn't do it without them. As far as the help that they provide to us teachers and to the students, I mean, they're vested in this school, and I love the fact that they get the community involved, because I feel like that's very important. So that's really cool.
Well, and you brought that up too, the fact that East Carbon is such a small, tight-knit community. It's great to bring the community together as a whole all the time. Anytime you can get away with that and do that, it's a good time, right?
I agree, yes. And anytime you can get just people in the community, whether or not they have children, grandchildren, whatever in the school, just getting the people out and involved and seeing what we do out here is fantastic.
All right. And then you also brought up the fact that 4-H has been coming out to East Carbon.
Yeah, so that's a new thing this year. My son, Easton, he actually is involved in 4-H in Carbon, Carbon County there in Price, and he thought that he would tell Delana that we need to get 4-H out here. We need to get the kids involved in some 4-H activities in East Carbon, and so what they do is about, I think it's once every other month or once a month, Delana and her crew, they pack up all their fun things and bring it out, and the kids here in East Carbon can stay after school for a couple hours and do some of those fun activities that 4-H has to offer.
And so we were talking before we came on the air, as you said, that, you know, your son is involved in 4-H. And when I went to school, I don't know about you, but when I went to school, 4-H was all about agriculture and animals and, you know, those kinds of things. And it's not that way anymore, is it?
No. I mean, some of the cool things these kids do, you notice there's a lot more technology and a lot more things like that now. You see the drones, they do drone flying, they do these little spheros things where they have to, you know, program a track around the floor, and you run it all from an iPad, and it's just amazing the things that 4-H has to offer, and it's just a really cool program, and I'd like to see more kids get involved in that.
And the other thing that we were saying, too, is that that's the great thing about 4-H, is Delana Barr, that's over 4-H here in our area, she always says, if you have a hobby or something that you enjoy doing, we can make a club about that.
I know, and that's what's so fantastic is, you know, when you have someone willing to do that and just get the kids' ideas and run with it, that's awesome that she does that. So to have her as the head of 4-H has been really cool because she does a great job.
All right, and we wanted to wrap up with, you guys took a field trip recently, and you went to the Utah Symphony.
Yes, so the Utah Symphony came to Carbon High School, and we were invited along with all the other elementary schools in the district, and we got an email saying that out of all the elementary age concerts that they'd been doing, that our students here in Carbon School District were some of the most well-behaved and into the concert than any other elementary concert they'd ever done, and they couldn't get over how well-behaved and attentive our kids were here in the district. So shout out to all the kids in Carbon District.
Absolutely. And as we were talking to, I said, kind of, you know, they go around and they do all these things. And if it reaches one kid, then that was totally worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. To, you know, some of these kids, they don't get exposed to that, especially out here in East Carbon, you know, to be able to go see something like that and to be able to, you know, see that type of performance, like you said, just one kid, that's all it takes, and then they can just run with it. So hopefully that's the case, because it was fantastic.
All right, and let's wrap up the last few, 30 seconds that we have here. Talk about, you've got things like midterms coming up, you've got parent-teacher conferences coming up, all that's coming, right?
Gosh, you know, it's so crazy how after the holiday season, time just flies by. Yeah, we have midterm coming up soon, parent-teacher conferences. It always seems like after the holiday, it just flies by, and we're already into almost the mid-third quarter, and testing's coming up and all those fun things. So it's just a crazy time of year.
It just keeps going, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But it's fun.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Tyler Grundy, fifth grade teacher from out at Bruin Point Elementary in East Carbon, for our school district update this week. Mr. Grundy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And have a great day. I'm going to let you back to school, okay?
All right, of course. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.